Good morning. It is July 11th, 2015. The time is 05:26 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. On this Saturday morning, an early Saturday morning, I would have to say, because I've been up for about an hour now. And I have to, actually, I'm all ready to go into work. But I still have about another hour and a half there to sort of kill, I guess. I'm out here on the back porch, getting a good start to the day. Foggy, overcast, as the fog recedes here in the morning. To my surprise, when I came home yesterday from the day job, the missus already had the lawns already mowed. So I'm looking at a freshly mowed lawn here out back to the edge of the cornfield there. And a nice cool morning. But got thinking as far as to talk about something that I've been talking about, how I've been using this new LG Ultimate 2 Android 4.4 smartphone. And it's a step up from the Hiui. Hiui was 4.0 Kit Kat, and this, or no, ice cream, and this is 4.4 Kit Kat, as the Cardinal is making his presence known back there in the back grove. Yeah, he's making the rounds on the trees there, and I find myself this. I've had this phone for over a month now that I'm using it more and looking at some apps over there on the Google Play Store, and I downloaded TuneIn Radio. That's a good app that I like using. Of course, that's the one thing I think I missed a little bit on my Hiui. It had an FM radio on board with the phone. This one doesn't, so I have to use the TuneIn Radio, which is a good app. It's a very good app, very versatile app as far as give you a good cross-section of the radio stations out there in radio land. But one of the apps there that I used on my iPad mini was strictly iOS, and it is iOS, and I sort of have a tag for that now. It's a one-way app. It's iOS only. Given the light that I'm on a Android phone using an app for that program formerly known as Audioboo, and I can recall all the squawking and bitching about having an Android app for this particular platform. Not that I think it's necessary for, in this case, Boss Jock is the app I'm talking about, because I think it's a great app. I use it. I haven't been using it lately because I haven't really been doing the Tioga radio shows, and I used it extensively there the last 6 months to year, I guess, when I was in full weekly production of the radio show. I found it pretty good. Of course, prior to that, I was using Audacity, which I think is another great program. I don't think they have an app for that, though. But it is a great app, great program for use. And but that, I could say that's almost a one-way particular. Well, that would be a program. It hasn't been developed into an app yet. At least I don't know. I'm going to have to check that later just to make sure. I think I checked it once before. I didn't find anything. But the Boss Jock, great app. And I know they're going. I've been hearing some noise about it. There's an upgrade beta version or something like that that I don't know how they can improve upon it, because I thought it was a pretty good app on the iOS. Other than, in my case, seeing that I'm using more of an Android platform on a daily basis, I have this phone in my hand more so than my iPad mini. So it doesn't make me an Android user. I like to use all of them. I like the Android platform is a good platform. iOS is a great platform, and Windows. I like using Windows I'm a primary Windows user. And though I do think Apple products are good. But Boss Jock, I think they could, they may not have the support, they may not have the capability, and it might not be in their business plan or business model to go that route. I know there was a big push when Meerkat and Periscope came out. Who's going to be the first to come out with an Android? Because there's a lot of Android users out there, as we all know. And I could say I'm a fairly new Android user. No, I've been on Android, you could say a year. I've had the Huawei phone I got last year about this time. So that's when I became an Android user, I guess. Because the Android 4.0 ice cream platform was the first platform. And it was moving up to Android 4.4 KitKat that's on this phone that drove me to buy an Android phone, because that's the requirement I needed to use Periscope. So to be able to use Periscope more on a mobility basis, other than being tethered to Wi-Fi on my iPad mini with iOS, it drove me to look into a alternative and a different platform, which there was one out there, this LG Ultimate 2. And birds are getting quite noisy this morning, but a very good, pleasant noise as I'm out here on the back porch. So I haven't heard any noise about her asking Boss Jock to come out with a Android, if they are going to come out with a Android. I think they are very receptive on feedback from what I've been seeing on the media timelines from various people. It's used, though. It would be pretty neat. I'd probably look into maybe utilizing an Android version on this particular phone if it was to come out. I have said this in the last couple audios here, that the app for this program, formerly known as AudioBoo, the Android, I know it was crap when I was trying to use it on the Huawei. It's okay and it's good. I'll give it 3.5 stars. You know, I don't want to over. It's a good solid once you know where everything's at and the like. A lot of the things that I want to use, thanks to SM2M, finding out where all my followers and where I can see, view my audios that are on this platform, it's made it a little bit more easier to use. But the Boss Jock, one way, I'm not sure, I haven't heard anything or anybody else ask for it. So I guess people are content just keeping it over in the iOS sandbox and nobody really wanting to use it on the Android platform. I'd be interested to take a stab at it if they were. I know, like I said, the Periscope Android app, they still have to have some improvements. It's just like any app when it first come out. You have beta and you have people try it. See how it progresses, and of course, I don't know how long is a beta supposed to last. And I could go on another particular program that's out there that's, I guess it's still in beta supposedly, or closed beta. You have to sign up for it, relating to posting things or whatever. So it's just interesting stuff on this thing we call the internet, and I guess it could be called the Internet of Ways. The Internet of Things. So I'm going to leave it at that and finish my glass of orange juice before I have my first cup of coffee and enjoy the birds singing out here. So y'all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble, and enjoy the day wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.